Hey guys, Jamie Grace here, and welcome to Wait It Out. I just forgot the name of the podcast, a podcast all about dating, relationships, and other things worth waiting for. Today, I'm going to be taking a question from my Instagram DMs, and the question is, thank you for the advice. That's how it starts off. That's really kind. That's very presumptuous, because I don't really know if I'm going to be able to offer anything great or not. Okay, so they said, is it a good idea to stay as really close friends with an intention of perhaps getting married in the future? Pretty long-term stuff. We are able to communicate this properly, not worried about losing the other person, but have decided to support each other. We are doing pretty well, I believe. If that makes sense, we are just both not ready to get married like you guys. Okay, so here are my thoughts. Everything that I'm going to say, I don't know people's ages when they send me DMs, because if you guys were like 12, which you probably shouldn't be listening to this, then that'd be kind of creepy for me as like a grown up to be like, slid me your ages. So I'm assuming this person is between the ages of like 17 and 23, just based on the way things are worded and their Instagram photo. So yeah, let's assume that you're like young college age, or, you know, just post high school. And the question is it good idea to stay as really close friends with an intention of perhaps getting married in the future? I don't think there's anything wrong with staying close friends with someone that you really care about and someone that you really think is a wonderful human being. You know, if this is the kind of person that you would see yourself marrying in the future, in the context of, you know, you think that they have great character, you think they're really kind, you think they're really loving, you know, think that they're really fun to be around, they make you laugh, you enjoy some of the same foods, you like to go watch the same movies, and they just happen to be attractive. Like, there's nothing wrong with having a friend like that. I think that's really cool and really awesome. The only thing that I would personally add to this, I would just say that you have to remember that, and guys, this is just my opinion, so don't come at me for this. I don't know, this could be different in other cultures. This could be different in, yeah, I'll just stick to that. This could be different in other cultures. In my personal culture, as a Black American human being, I don't know where that came from. I wouldn't ever verbally commit to like marrying someone that I was not in a relationship with. That is just, that's my personal opinion. Like, I personally think that if you want to commit to being in a long-term relationship with me, then you need to commit to being in a long-term relationship with me. I do think that it is unfair to ask someone to say that they are going to be in a long-term relationship with you without actually having to do the work of committing to a long-term relationship. Now, maybe there are people that this has worked for them, and that's really great. But you have to remember that at the end of the day, because you all are not in a romantic relationship, your relationship is purely platonic. You are purely friends. Because you are friends and you are not romantic partners in any way, you're not actually dating, they're not actually obligated to hold up their end of the agreement. Like, just don't forget that part. Like, just know that, like, they could go to Walmart one day and they see somebody real cute and they end up falling in love with the person at Walmart. And I'm not saying that your friend's going to do that, because based on your message, like, you really seem like a great person. I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of people have, like, pictures of other people as their profile pictures. But if it's you, like, you seem, you're a dude, so you seem like a great dude. And I'm pretty sure she's a great girl. So I'm really not saying that she's going to do this, and I'm not saying that you're going to do this, but it might not be something that is done out of being spiteful. It might not be something that is done out of malice or wrong intentions. Like, you just might fall in love. You are single. Remember that. If you are saying, well, one day we're going to be in a long-term relationship that's going to lead to marriage, don't forget about the fact that you're still single. So you're allowed to do all the stuff that single people do. You're allowed to go on dates. She's allowed to go on dates. And that's just a fact. So if that's the agreement that you guys have, like, because you really want to be together and you know that you're just not ready for marriage right now, then that's the agreement that you guys have. But don't forget that at the end of the day, y'all are still single people. and you're allowed to be single people. As far as not being ready for marriage, I also want to encourage you in saying that it's okay to enter into, like, a relationship if you're not going to get married the next day. Aaron and I had a very short courtship and engagement, and I've seen some people saying that they desire to do things on the same timeline that Aaron and I did. And while it was the best thing for us, and we encourage people not to waste time, we also don't want to be the map for anyone else. That's not who we are. We want to lead people to the ultimate source of hope and joy. And we found that in our faith, and we found that in Christ. And so I don't know why you're saying you guys aren't ready to get married, but just if it has, like, I just wanted to throw that little plug out there as well. Your timeline doesn't have to look like anyone else's. So yeah, answer your question. Is it a good idea to stay really close friends with an intention of perhaps getting married in the future? No, I don't think it's a, or sorry, yes, I think it's a good idea. I don't think it's a bad idea. But remember, y'all both still single, and you can't be getting mad if your little friend goes date somebody. Be like, I thought we had a commitment. Well, you're both single. Like, this isn't going to stand in Judge Judy. Judge Judy's not going to make the girl marry you. So just remember that. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Yep. All right. Okay, bye.